Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Ruby Fruit Jungle, written by Rita Mae Brown and read by Anna Paquin.
No one remembers her beginnings. Mothers and aunts tell us about infancy and early childhood, hoping we won't forget the past when they had total control over our lives and secretly praying that because of it, we'll include them in our future. I didn't know anything about my beginnings until I was 7 years old, living in Coffee Hollow, a rural dot outside of York, Pennsylvania. A dirt road connected tar-paper houses filled with smear-faced kids, and the air was always thick with the smell of coffee beans freshly ground in the small shop that gave the place its name. One of those smear-faced kids was Brockhurst Detweiler, Broccoli for short. It was through him that I learned I was a bastard. Broccoli didn't know I was a bastard, but he and I struck a bargain that cost me my ignorance. One crisp September day, Broccoli and I were on our way home from Violet Hill Elementary School. "Hey, Molly, I gotta take a leak. Wanna see me?" "Sure, Brock." He stepped behind the bushes, pulled down his zipper with a flourish. "Broccoli, what's all that skin hanging around your dick?"
"My mom says I haven't had it cut up yet."
"What do you mean, cut up?"
"She says that some people get this operation and the skin comes off, and it has something to do with Jesus."
"Well, I'm glad no one's gonna cut up on me." "That's what you think. My Aunt Louise got her tit cut off."
"I ain't got tits."
"You will.
You'll get big floppy ones just like my mom. They hang down below her waist and wobble when she walks."
"Not me. I ain't gonna look like that."
"Oh, yes, you are. All girls look like that."
"You shut up or I'll knock your lips down your throat, Broccoli Detweiler."
"I'll shut up if you don't tell anyone I showed you my thing."
"What's there to tell? All you got is a wad of pink wrinkles hanging around it. It's ugly."
"It's not ugly."
"Huh, it looks awful. You think it's not ugly because it's yours. No one else has a dick like that. My cousin Leroy, Ted, no one. I bet you got the only one in the world. We ought to make some money off it."
"Money? How are we going to make money off my dick?"
"After school, we can take kids back here and show you off, and we charge a nickel apiece."